make sure that you have really good onboarding, and then train them so they can help whatever they're doing become the best that they can to their skill level, and then hold that standard at the same time as well.
Sell the metal!
Hey guys, my name is Chris Morrison. I am going to be releasing a 7-part series on how to create and build a $1 million team and what it takes to actually do so. This is going to be really important for you guys on how to understand what it is that you're going to need to do to actually create the outcomes you want, the life you want, the $1 million team who are unbelievably committed to working with you and creating the life that you said that you all wanted to together. This is going to be video number 5. You're going to love it, enjoy it, when you'll create a world where things are really good for you at the same time and you can get promoted or bonuses or whatever else it is at the same time that would make them feel as if that things are good in their world. Once we've done that, we've agreed, there is a 100% agreement that I'm going to do this, you're telling me where to go, and there is a clear distinction that this is for me and I'm going to do this. We then need to ensure that, you know, using the analogy that we said before, that there is a clear cut example for these guys of like, this is how we win. You want to onboard them effectively. You want to show them around. It's an analogy that I use a lot of the time, right? Is you just join a new gym, right? And the gym manager gives you a walking tour of the actual place. They say, this is where the leg press is. This is where the squat rack is. This is where, which is probably what most guys don't know about. They don't know about leg press or squat rack. So train legs. And this is where the bench presses are. And this is where everything else is at the same time too. However, most people forget to do that, right? They forget to explain like, this is where this is. This is where this is. This is how this is done. And this is how we actually win here. And this is what culture looks like. And this is what we're going to train you on at the same time too, right? And without having a really good onboarding, because it's kind of like onboarding a client, right? Like onboarding isn't a meeting. Onboarding is a process, right? Like there is like day one and then day 30. And there's like a process of what they need to absorb in that period of time. So there's like absorption. And then there is like training at the same time too, right? Because before you throw someone in a role, they need to absorb all the stuff from the playbooks, right? And they need to be questioned on it. They need to go through case studies with you. They need to be able to understand how to get good results here and how to actually win long-term at the same time as well. And then they need to be trained on things, right? So like with an account manager, I think that Faris and I came down, it was like, we decided on onboarding was something that needs to be trained on a lot. Client success. So like actually reviewing accounts and working out what is preventing clients from getting results, and then retention and upgrades, right? So like they were the three things that we continually come back to that need training consistently, right? So like in our onboarding, we would make sure that there is stacked examples in the playbook of these three things and how they get done and where to see examples of it and walking through case studies and having a lot of conversation about these things so you can clearly comprehend or the person coming in can clearly comprehend, oh, this is how it's all done. And the speed and rate of comprehension is just astronomical in comparison to them like learning on the job per se, if that makes sense, right? Because they're still going to learn on the job, but the difference is you've got for a lot of the companies, right? Like you've got a 7-level gym that you guys are trying to actually help people understand where everything is. And if you didn't walk them around first and show them where everything was and show how things work and everything else too, it might take them fucking 6 months to get through every level and really find out where everything is and how it all works. And if they on day one or in the first 30 days are retrained and reshown everything about that stuff, the next 6 months is so much easier for them. And they make so many less mistakes and they get significantly better results. They make the money they want. They go through the opportunity structure that you gave them the privilege of walking into earlier, i.e. they get the privilege of getting promoted and, you know, hitting their KPIs and everything else toward that at the same time too. But if that doesn't have very clear indications for these things inside your playbooks for them to go through the onboarding to absorb first, it's going to be really fucking hard for them to understand things and comprehend things over that period of time, right? And then you have the training, which is like training on these things and then going through live examples when you actually do throw them into actual whatever their role is, right? If it's sales, it's sales. If it's setting, it's setting. If it's account management, it's speaking to clients or taking over the accounts of clients or whatever it might be at the same time too. But it's like, this is where you need to review all this stuff with people. It's like, review all this stuff at frequency so you can, you know, make sure they're doing the right thing. And this is why like playbooks are really helpful, because you can see what the standardization of what good and bad looks like, if that makes sense, right? So they can assess themselves, oh, did I do good, did I do bad? And then you can work out, what do I need to do to actually get better? Or what do I need to continue to do more of to keep winning, if I am winning, if that makes sense, right? And this is where having that like playbook in place and onboarding them effectively, where they can see what the inside of the gym looks like metaphorically, for whatever role that it is that they're about to do. And they can very clearly articulate what they need to do on a daily basis. And they know exactly how to come to you to get help, or they know exactly what the channel or process for getting something reviewed is, or whatever else to help them understand the skill development or character development, or just whenever they're in a bind and they have a challenge that they need to deal with, this is the stuff that they actually need to not worry about, but deal with, if that makes sense, right? And without having that in place, you're going to fail them. It's going to be really tough, and they're going to have a much harder time succeeding. And as a consequence of that, you're going to have a much harder time succeeding. Ramp up time will take longer. It'll take a lot. It'll cost financially a lot more to actually keep these guys up to standard or train them. And what really could have been like shortened into like 21 to 30 days might take you 6 months. So having that in place after having the playbooks and then them understanding what that looks like is just such a huge difference. So if you get it wrong, you're looking at spending a lot more money and utilizing a whole lot less of your freedom that you wanted. If you get it right, scale it quicker, make more money. They make more money and they have less in their mind about, should I stay here, should I go, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So like, make sure that you have really good onboarding that essentially shows them around the metaphorical gym, and then train them on using the machines so they can help whatever they're doing become the best that they can to their skill level, and then hold that standard at the same time as well. So that's the onboarding and training. Hope this is helpful. If you guys like it, comment below, say it was fucking awesome. If you think I'm crazy, comment below, say the same thing too. If you have some hate, comment below and say the same thing as well. Like, subscribe, all that shit. If you want to work with us and find out how we can help you solve the main problems in your business, reach out and do that at the same time too. Thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys on the other side.